The following is an editorial from Bloomberg Opinion.
This was written by the Bloomberg editorial board. Non-compete agreements in which employers place certain restrictions on departing workers have grown pervasive in recent years, affecting almost 20% of the U.S. workforce. Yet the Federal Trade Commission has voted to prohibit enforcement of nearly all existing non-compete contracts and ban companies from imposing new ones. In doing so, it is overriding a variety of laws enacted by almost every state. With business groups suing, a court will decide if that's appropriate. Businesses have plenty of good reasons to use non-compete deals, including protecting trade secrets and intellectual property. Such agreements are also associated with greater capital expenditure and more investment in on-the-job training. Yet they can be abused, potentially reducing worker mobility, impeding competition, and discouraging entrepreneurship. Policymakers should focus on protecting low-wage hourly workers who would be most susceptible to abusive restrictions, while granting more latitude for higher-wage knowledge workers. What should be avoided is imposing a sweeping new rule that ignores unintended consequences and elides crucial complexities. This was written by the Bloomberg editorial board. For more Bloomberg Opinion, go to Bloomberg.com/opinion or OPIN Go on the Bloomberg terminal.
This has been Bloomberg Opinion.